Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Kingdom of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Love freely gives. That's one reason I love God so much. Because of how He is. You know, He owns you twice over. He created you. He created your parents. Adam and Eve, He created us from the dust of the earth and breathed into us the spirit of life. Well, He gave man such a free will that man could choose to disobey Him and commit treason against Him. Now, this shows you how much God gives. When He gives, He gives. He didn't run in there and say, oh, no, you can't do this. You can't rebel against me. He gave him a free will. And He's not going to force him to use it for him. Well, man sinned, lost their righteousness, lost their being spiritually alive, lost everything. And God sent His only begotten Son, Jesus. And Jesus came and gave Himself. That's what I had you in John 3. That's what I was going to read. John 3:16. Anybody remember that? For God, why did He do it? Because He loved us so. He so loved us. How many understand there are no wasted words in the Bible? He didn't just say God loved us. God so loved us. Loved us so much that He did what?
Gave.
Oh, don't you like that word? Don't you like? God is love.
Yes, sir.
So love gave.
Thank you, Lord.
The Lord said this to me years ago. He said, the chief expression of love is giving.
Yes.
The. Now, that's a big statement. The greatest expression of love, the chief expression of love is giving. Now, when I heard that, I started thinking about giving money and giving stuff, and I thought, is that right? Am I hearing right? And while I'm thinking about that, this verse came up strong in my spirit. For God so loved the world that He gave. Isn't He love?
Yes.
What is the greatest expression of Him? Love He gave. He gave us Jesus. Didn't He? He gave us Jesus. And this giving, you know, Jesus came and He paid for us. He bought us. So now He owns us twice over. Do you see what I'm saying? He owns us by right of creation. You couldn't make it another moment without Him giving you breath and Him making the sun shine and keeping gravity in place, right? I mean, all things are upheld by the word of His power. He owns us by right of creation, and He owns us by right of sustaining His creation every millisecond. Now, since we sold ourselves to sin, He came and bought us back. His own creation, He bought back. Now He owns us twice over. And here's what He tells us. Serve Me if you will. If you choose to. See, love cannot force you, because that'd be taking something from you. Are y'all with me? Are y'all believing God with me on this now? See, I'm talking about the kingdom principle. What is the kingdom principle? Sowing and reaping. But another way of saying that is love. Because why would you sow? See, selfishness is not interested in giving you something that I'd like to keep. Selfishness is interested in you doing something for Me. And that is the way of the world. And that's why Jesus said, by this, by you loving each other as I have loved you, by this shall all men know that you are Mine. You're My disciples. Because you cannot find this in the world. You cannot find this in the unsaved world. They are out for themselves. Bottom line, again and again, out for themselves. They try to flower it up and make it look better, but when you cut through all the stuff, if it don't benefit them, they're out of here. But God, He loved us while we were doing nothing for Him. We were His enemies. He gave Jesus for us. No strings. 1 Corinthians 13, go there please. Did you get that last part now about bringing stuff up to people? I did this for you. I gave you your start. I actually heard, you know, you would think you would not hear such stuff, but ministers, one minister telling another minister, he said, he helped him get started. He gave him a letter of recommendation and he recommended him to some pastors that he knew. And then the fellow later on wasn't doing exactly what he thought he wanted to do. He said, look, now I made you and I can break you. You wonder if this fellow's even saved. I gave it to you and I can take it away. Then you never gave anything. You're not a giver. Right? Because when you give, if they love you for it, great. If they don't, it's all right. Right? You give and you ask for nothing. You ask for nothing in return. You're pulling for nothing. You got your eyes on God. Now, this kind of love, this is what the Bible says, never fails. There is no defense against this. People can't keep you from doing this. You can love them. God deal with you to give them something, you give it to them. I don't care if they even send it back. You did it. Too late. I don't care if they throw it away or they just send it back. You did what God told you to do. You gave it. And as far as He's concerned, the seed is in the ground. You give them a compliment. You pray a good prayer for them. You sow something into them. Whether they outwardly receive it or not, you sowed it. You gave it. But now, it's not just about the action, it's about the heart. Because people can do things and it has the outward semblance of this, but in their heart it's not. I've seen people come and say, now I know you don't like me. But I just thought to myself, self, you got to be a good Christian now. So I come and I'm going to give you my favorite pair of shoes. Even though I know you don't like me. Is that sowing?
No,
it's not sowing. You're trying to make them feel guilty. You're trying to manipulate them. Man, there are people who've become artists at turning the tears on and off. Oh man, they're good at being bad. Being deceptive. Manipulators. Manipulators. What's a manipulator? Somebody that's trying to make things happen so I get what I want. No sowing involved. And so they'll try to do stuff. I've had people come, you know, they've learned. You know, well, if I'll come in and if I'll try to do this and I'll try to give this and then it'll open the door and I'll have this and I'll have that. And they've been rudely awakened when it didn't happen that way. No. That's all I'll say about that. But 1 Corinthians, are you there?
Yes, sir.
1 Corinthians. How many know you can tell when somebody's not trying to buy something? You can tell that. A number of times I've had people tell me, now, Brother Keith, I'm not trying to buy anything. And most of the time I could tell them, I know it. I know it. I know it. You know it. In your heart you can tell. He said in chapter 13 of 1 Corinthians, verse 3, though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor. How much?
All.
And though I give my body to be burned. Well, now, how much more could you give? You gave all your stuff, everything you got, and now you give up your body. Someone says, what a saint. Not necessarily. I said, not necessarily. Could you do it without love? Could you do it and you're not really sowing? Keep reading. You could do all that, and if you have not charity or the love of God, it profits me nothing. When we sow a natural seed, you put money in the offering. You go pay somebody's payment or buy them clothes or help them in some way. God does not see dollar bills. He doesn't just see stuff. You know what he sees? He sees the spiritual substance that you sowed. There was a material thing in your hand, but that's not really the seed. Because that thing will be gone. I mean, somebody can spend it and eat it or whatever. I mean, that thing will be gone. Right? But there is a spiritual seed you sow if it is in love and in faith. The thing that really makes it a seed to God is the love. Amen. The love and, of course, faith. And faith works by love. You're giving it in faith. You're giving it in love. If you don't do that, then it is not a seed. It's not a true seed. You could give somebody huge amounts of money out of guilt, trying to buy your salvation as penance. Did you hear me? As PR. You could do it for all kinds of reasons. And it's not a seed. You're not really giving. You're not really sowing. But when you do something for no other reason, no other reason except you love God with all your heart and you love people. Right? And God dealt with you to do it, and you want to do it because you love God and you love them. And you do it with no strings, no strings. That is an eternal seed that will come up and produce a wonderful harvest.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Kingdom Principle, Part 2, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1402I. That's R1402I, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.